leading up to the great sporting events 2026.
Welcome to listening to the new English language radio news bulletin dedicated to the major sporting events of 2026, brought to you by Radio Club 103 Dolomiti and Radio Pew, the Agordino radio station.
The Manifesto Against All Discrimination in Sport was presented at the Italian Paralympic House in Cortina d'Ampezzo, promoted by Fondazione Milano Cortina 2026 together with the Italian Paralympic Committee and OSCAD. The educational toolkit, Equality on the Field, for schools was also introduced. Athletes Valentina Marche and Martina Caironi met with students during the event. The initiative promotes inclusion, respect and the overcoming of stereotypes, leaving an educational legacy for the future of sport. As with the Olympics, many students are filling the stands at the Cortina Paralympic venues. Students from schools across the Veneto region are bringing color and enthusiasm to the Cortina Curling Olympic Stadium and to the finish areas of Olimpia del Tofane and San Zan, following curling, alpine skiing and snowboard competitions. In total, 3,500 students from the region will attend the Games. On March 15, 2026, the Cortina Curling Olympic Stadium in Cortina d'Ampezzo will host the closing ceremony of the Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Paralympic Games. It will be a moment of celebration and reflection, as athletes, spectators and local communities say farewell to a historic edition dedicated to sport and inclusion. More than the end of the Games, it will mark the beginning of their legacy, with Cortina symbolizing the union of sport, nature and culture.
Weather forecast for the Dolomites area.
In a context of weak cyclonic activity, upper-level winds from the west-southwest are channeling moist Atlantic air into the region, responsible for increased cloud cover and light precipitation over recent hours. Starting tonight, a modest trough moving across central Europe, associated with a surface front, will bring some light rainfall. On Friday, a temporary strengthening of geopotential heights, due to an anticyclonic ridge expanding eastward, will ensure a generally stable day, though an Atlantic low is already approaching from the west.
Milan Cortina represents not only Italy's return to the international winter scene, but also a demonstration of how our country continues to play a leading role in celebrating and promoting the noblest values of global sport.
Towards the major events of 2026.